From the newsroom of South Coast Today, this is ST Speaks, a podcast diving deeper into the news of the day and covering hot button issues that matter to you. You're listening to ST Speaks.
Welcome to Courtside with Kurt. I'm news editor Jennifer Driscoll, and I'm here with reporter Kurt Brown.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Kurt. So, it's been a busy couple of days.
It has. Last 2 weeks have been very, very busy on the crime beat and the court beat. There's been a lot going on.
And this was an unusual case that you came across while you were at the court covering something else. This one caught your eye.
Yes, I forgot which one it was now. They've all kind of run into each other. Truth be told, there was an item on the New Bedford Police Department log that had captured my attention. It had the defendant's name as well as the charges. The charges were very serious, but that's all it said. None of the facts were there. I went back later in the afternoon. Approximately around 4 o'clock, the court is closing within half an hour. The people, the wonderful people in the clerk's office, who I don't know how they tolerate me, I'm there constantly, they said to me, we don't have the court docs. And so I said, well, do you think you'll have them in the next 15 minutes or so? And they shrugged their shoulders and said, we don't know. We don't have them. And so I, to pass the time, I went into the courtroom, and as luck would have it, the case was called.
And that's where we are today.
Right. Sometimes it happens like that.
All right. So today we're going to discuss the case of Jerry Cherry.
Correct.
Who is accused of using his dog as a weapon in New Bedford.
Yes, his pit bull. The news about this is that he has a dangerousness hearing Tuesday, tomorrow, in New Bedford District Court. And just like you said, he is charged with using his pit bull as a weapon in an attack on a 13-year-old New Bedford girl. He also used his pit bull on another 13-year-old girl, but she ran away.
She saw what was happening out of there.
Correct.
So what we know from when you were in court last week is the incident started outside.
Yes.
And it happened between a few girls, young teenagers. Mr. Cherry heard what was happening, came outside to investigate, took his dog along with him on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mr. Cherry was heard saying, get her an attack mm-hmm. to the dog.
Correct.
And a girl was bitten 4 times by the pit bull while still on the leash, held by Mr. Cherry.
The young lady was bitten on the back, on the elbow, on the knee, on the arm. She went to St. Luke's Hospital in a private vehicle for treatment of her injuries. A second victim fled. There are also 3 homemade videos of this incident.
That's people watching what was happening.
Correct.
Taking it on their cell phone.
Right. Not private surveillance. When this case was heard in court, the DA's office requested a dangerousness hearing. The judge on the bench granted it, found probable cause to grant it. And the judge mentioned that she would like the videos, if they're going to be played, to be queued up and ready to go at the dangerousness hearing on Tuesday. The New Bedford Police Department interviewed Mr. Cherry. His defense was that he didn't know the dog had bitten the teen.
That he was just meaning to scare her.
Just meaning to scare her.
Didn't realize the dog had bitten her until he saw it on the videos.
Correct, yeah. Yep. So there's a lot more. It seems that there's a lot more that was going on that we don't quite know. Depending on what kind of defense is offered on Tuesday, perhaps we'll know a lot more.
So do we have any idea on the status of the dog?
We do not. There's nothing in the police report about that. Usually in a case like this, a dog will be quarantined because the dog bit somebody. Mm-hmm. I believe it is the chief's decision regarding what happens to the dog, but that decision can be appealed in the courts.
Okay. So this case is not your typical dog attack, someone gets bitten case, because we have a charge here of the dog basically being used as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it unique.
Sure is. Charges against the defendant are assault and battery on a child with injury, assault to maim, assault with a dangerous weapon, disturbing the peace, and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon.
Weapon is the dog.
I was just going to say that. The dangerous weapon is the dog. A dangerous weapon can be anything. I've seen a criminal case where a former boxer was charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. The dangerous weapon being his fists.
Really?
Yeah.
So as far as we can tell from the court case, what was said in court, this was a dog just following orders. The dog was on the leash. His master was telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
This was not a case of just two people walking down the street and the dog got loose kind of thing.
That is correct. The dog was on the leash. The court documents are very clear. And that Mr. Cherry brought the dog into the disagreement. The victim in this case and two of her friends were walking down the street on Linden Street, and the mother of the girl that she has a disagreement with and her sister came outside, and I don't know all the facts in the case, but they got into an argument and got into a fight. At this point, Mr. Cherry comes out of the apartment with the pit bull and encourages the pit bull to attack. And the pit bull did as
followed orders.
Followed orders, yes. Yeah.
So this is a case of it's not the pit bull necessarily at fault here.
You're absolutely right.
It's the owner.
It's the owner.
Because the dog's just being a dog.
Dog is being a dog, and the pit bulls are very loyal, very dedicated to their owners, and dog was just doing what the dog was told to do. But we shall see what happens with this case, because that's another wrinkle in this, what happens to the dog.
Absolutely. Mm. This is not going to help the case for pit bulls.
You're absolutely right, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, a lot of these cases that involve dogs tend to be pit bulls in New Bedford.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So we will see what happens tomorrow. I'll be in court Tuesday. We have another important dangerousness hearing, and that's Miguel Brazil, the man accused in two violent purse snatchings in Dartmouth. So it promises to be a very busy day.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining us today on Courtside with Kurt. And for more on this case, and you can follow Kurt live from court, on his Twitter account at KurtBrown_SCT. And you can follow his stories and all the coverage at SouthCoastToday.com and also check our Facebook page.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Kurt.
And thank you, listeners, one and all. We appreciate your interest.